Welcome, friends, to our live nativity entitled The Lambs of Bethlehem, presented by Calvary Baptist Church. It was a cold, dark winter night outside the little sheep town of Bethlehem. Keep your attention to the right side of your vehicle as you move forward to see the shepherds who brought their sheep closer to town in the cold of winter. The production of lambs for use at Passover was a major industry at Bethlehem. The shepherds were proud of their work, and they took it seriously. After all, each and every lamb was a prophetic symbol of a Savior who would someday come to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Many generations of shepherds had kept watch over their flocks in the cold of winter, just outside the city of David. See how they warmed themselves at the fire while watching over their flocks? As the Bible story unfolds, we see that this night would be different than any other night for these shepherds. Suddenly, there appeared in the heavens the bright and glorious angels of God. An angel had a message for the terrified shepherds. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The shepherds were thrilled and decided to go into town to see this promised Savior. As you turn away from the fields and towards Bethlehem now, you might find this Savior before the shepherds do. Look for the manger of which the angel spoke. See young Mary and Joseph caring for their child as best as they are able. There they are, surrounded by the livestock and warmed only by the hay. What a strange thing for the Son of God to be born in a humble stable and laid in a manger. And yet, there he is, like any other lamb of Bethlehem. But this was the Lamb of God. As you drive forward now, you can see the inn filled to capacity. There had been no room for Mary and Joseph, only a stable in which lambs were born. I wonder how many Passover lambs had been born in that stable. Well, on this night, there was a lamb born who fulfilled the promise of every lamb that had come before. And looking ahead as you move on, you can see that this lamb, like so many that had come before him, was also destined to be sacrificed in Jerusalem at Passover. It is no wonder that John greeted Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Christmas is a wonderful time of great joy, but in every aspect of it, we're reminded that Jesus was born to die in our place and pay for our sins. The Roman soldiers that crucified him there were shaken by the unusual grace with which he gave up his life. They could not have known that it was for their sins as well that Jesus suffered and died. As you turn away from the cross, see how joy returns to the story, as the tomb in which they laid his body was found empty just 3 days later. Jesus arose from the grave because it could not hold him. The precious lamb born in a stable became the sacrificial lamb who died in our place, but he is now the risen lamb who ascended into heaven to intercede on our behalf. What a story we have to tell. He offers himself to you as your Savior, as a gift, and you have but to receive him by faith. There is another Christmas story, as you see on your left. It is one of wise men who traveled far to see Jesus. It is no wonder that they occupied themselves in this way, for as they say, wise men still seek him. Thank you for joining our drive-through nativity. Please be careful as you exit. We count it a privilege to be a part of your celebration and remembrance of this glorious holiday and this precious time of year. We hope to see you again soon. You're always welcome to join us on Sunday.